Good morning, faithful prayers. This is Julie Cerrone coming to you this morning. Miss Billy contacted me and asked me if I would do Israel prayer this morning. Currently, she is doing her 3BI school in Branson, and she and Miss Shelley are teaching up a storm up there. I've heard good reports, and it looks amazing. For those of you who don't know, I'm Julie Cerrone, and I'm the Israel/Jewish liaison for Kenneth Copeland Ministries and Eagle Mountain International Church. My husband, Ethan, is Miss Billy's project manager for her Migdal project. And so I'm honored this morning to be with you and to share with you. I think I'm going to share some housekeeping stuff first, just some information I think that people will want to know, and then share with you some things the Lord has been showing me and laid on my heart about Migdal, and then we're going to pray. So Miss Billy was texting me this morning, and she said that last week there were 919 people praying with us, and we had every state except New Hampshire, which I'm proud to announce that I heard New Hampshire this morning. So I'll be curious to find out if we have all states represented. And she mentioned that there were five other countries. This morning, and what I heard, I was on early listening, that we also have Canada, the UK, and Netherlands joining us. Now, we can find out from Prayer Mountain exactly what countries are tuned in, but welcome, welcome from around the world. In fact, I was going to read to you one of Billy's texts to me this morning said, "I get on early and I love to listen to their voices as they sign on. I've come to know them like you know people's faces. There is unity and therefore power." I just wanted you to hear Billy's heart about you joining this prayer call on Wednesdays and how much it means to her and how important it is for us to gather together to pray for Israel. And I'm going to talk about that in a little bit. But first, I wanted to let you know that to be praying over, obviously, over Miss Billy this week as she's teaching. She has an upcoming Israel tour. I asked her this morning, and she said the tour is full and it's on a wait list, but it's February 20th to March 5th, and it's going to be an amazing time for the first 3BI tour in the land. I don't know if for those of you who've been to Israel with Billy, it's like she has this spiritual antenna that she sticks in the air when you're over there every day, and the Lord just directs her path. So it'll be an anointed, powerful, powerful trip. And if you can ever get on a Billy Brim Israel tour, it's life-changing. Also this morning, just a couple current events to put you up to speed for those of you who haven't seen the news yet this morning. I just was going to read a short article that was on Erod Sheva this morning about, it says, report, 3 dead in Israeli airstrikes on Iranian forces in Syria. And it says, at least 3 people were killed with more injured in an airstrike on Iranian-aligned targets in Syria, allegedly carried out by the Israeli Air Force overnight. According to a report by the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, Wednesday morning, the airstrike on the T-4 airbase in Homs, Syria, late Tuesday night, killed at least 3 fighters and left an unspecified number injured. The report said that the number of dead was likely to increase given the severity of the injuries suffered by some of the fighters. The 3 fighters killed were said to be Iranians or members of militias loyal to Iran. All 3 were non-Syrians. While Israel has not confirmed its involvement in the airstrike, in keeping with the IDF's policy of not commenting on strikes inside Syria, the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights attributed the strike to Israel. Tuesday night's airstrike targeted a munitions depot in the T-4 airbase, along with several military vehicles and a building which was under construction. Two vehicles were also destroyed in the attack. Last week, airstrikes attributed to Israel killed 8 on the Syria-Iraq border. 3 weeks ago, the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said 5 people were killed in a missile strike on an Iranian-backed militia in Al-Bukamal. And 3 days earlier, 3 other fighters were killed in an airstrike near Damascus. So the reason I just wanted to bring this article to your attention was that Israel is very aware of what's going on in Syria and what Iran is up to. And in fact, Prime Minister Bibi Netanyahu spoke of that yesterday, saying, "We know exactly what Iran is up to." And so, you know, while Israel will never claim responsibility for these strikes going on, they are striking targets, very strategic targets within Syria that they see as potential threats towards them or to the future or towards Iran gaining any more strength or access in that area. And also, for those of you who have the Red Alert app, you probably know, but just about 30 minutes ago, there were, looks like about 12 rockets that were launched from Gaza, the Gaza Strip, into Israel. Oftentimes, and I don't know that that's the case this morning, but oftentimes those rockets get launched whenever Israel strikes out at targets. It infuriates the terrorists within the Gaza border, and so they launch rockets to respond back and show their displeasure. But hopefully that is all that will come of that, and it won't escalate into anything further. So now I want to shift into talking about Israel and what's going on with Migdol. Ethan, my husband, is actually flying to Israel tonight. He'll be meeting with Rani Levy and preparing for a meeting that he has here in Texas next week with Miss Billy. They'll be going over Migdol interiors. I wish that you all could see this. It's like a book that the architects and interior designers have put together of the proposed interiors for Migdol, and it's just really beautiful. And so they're going to have meetings with Miss Billy and some interior decorators to go over likes, dislikes, what, you know, just trying to make. You know, the goal with Migdol is that it's Miss Billy's vision. We want it to be what she has seen, and Anna, I believe her heart for Migdol Arbel is that it will be an expression of her, but it'll also be Israeli. It looks to be a beautiful, beautiful facility. And for those of you who don't know, in that area, let me just talk about Migdol and its purpose for a minute. Migdol, in Billy's vision for it, is a prayer and study center that sits on the Sea of Galilee. And she wants to do teachings from there. She wants Hebrew to be taught, and people can come and take Hebrew classes in the land. It'll be open when she's not there. It'll be open to other groups coming and staying there. She also wants to have 5 prayers always in the land, 24/7, 365. But in that area, there's really a lack of good hotel space. Migdol sits about, 5-10 minutes north of Tiberias. And unfortunately, Tiberias has gotten very run down, and even the quote-unquote nice hotels there are not so nice. So Migdol is very needed, not even from a spiritual standpoint, just from a tourism standpoint. I believe that Migdol will be utilized to its full capacity. And so along those lines, in talking about the purpose of MGDL, when I guess it was December, Miss Billy was, she spoke at the Kenneth Copeland Bible College. And she was reading out of Ezekiel 38, and for those of you who have heard her talk about got the Gog Magog, Ezekiel war, she calls Ezekiel wars, meaning that there's more than one, that there's like the kind of the precursor, the early signs of the Ezekiel war that exists now, but there, you know, that there will be other quote-unquote Ezekiel wars coming in the future. But she was reading in Ezekiel 38, and I'm going to read some verses, starting with verse 15. And it says, "You will come from your place out of the uttermost parts of the north, you and many peoples with you, all of them riding on horses, a great host, a mighty army. And you shall come against my people Israel like a cloud to cover the land. And in the latter days I will bring you against the land and the nations, that the nations may know and understand and realize me when my holiness shall be vindicated through you in your overwhelming destruction, O Gog, before their eyes." And I'm just going to go down to verse 22. "And with pestilence and with bloodshed will I enter into judgment with Gog, and I will rain upon him and upon his hordes and upon many people that are with him torrents of rain and great hailstones, fire, and brimstone." And when Miss Billy was teaching and she said the word brimstone, it was like I had this little mini vision of MGDL. And I don't know, for those of you who have read, if you haven't read it, it's a must read, but it's a book called Intercessor by Rhys Howells. And it's the story of Rhys Howells and his school and his prayer force that existed during World War II. And I'm sure someday when we're in heaven, we will see how that prayer force held back Hitler, held back the plans of the enemy during World War II, and steered the Allied victory. And so when Miss Billy said this word, brimstone, it was like I saw the prayer force at MGDL like, you know, Miss Billy said the Lord, you know, told her, just like an Air Force, I'm raising up a prayer force. And this prayer force will be like the Northern Command in Israel. MGDL is in the north. And as Billy's talked about, the Bible talks about trouble coming from the north. And the importance of MGDL being built and the importance of MGDL coming into fruition is that it is going to be responsible to hold back the works of the enemy that are arrayed against the nation of Israel. And also, for those of you who have been with Miss Billy for very long, you know that she teaches on timing, and that she's, you know, she's had moments where the Lord's had her speak things on the border in Israel, her toned-down trip where she spoke to the spiritual authorities basically on the border with Syria and told them to tone down. And that one of the things that that this prayer call does every week is hold the line or hold God's plans and purposes in the right timing. And so this morning as I was praying, the Lord started speaking to my heart. Some of this, it's kind of a mix of him speaking these words to me and then kind of what he downloaded to me in it. But this is what I heard this morning. It was, come up hither. There's a tower in the spirit. My MGDL, for those of you who don't know, the word MGDL means tower. My MGDL that crosses time and space, that each one who gathers from the four corners of the world can unify and ascend to. There's a vantage point that you will have in this place that doesn't exist down below. Who shall ascend to this mountain of the Lord? He who has clean hands and a pure heart. So slough off the worries and cares and anxiety, negative emotions, financial cares, relationship woes, those things weighing you down, and come up to walk in the light and do God's business. This heavenly prayer force is the highest calling of your day. That's why the enemy of your souls is so proficient to study and to create distractions and things to circumvent the highest pathway of each of your days. Up here with me, together we can accomplish things of eternal significance. Each one is important to me. Each voice, each prayer lifted to me, allows me to move in the earth and allows for divine alignment. God's moeds perfecting their alignment in natural time. The way that I saw that was God has his divine, he has these events, certain things that have to come to pass in the earth. And it's like through prophetic prayer, through our standing on our post of observation, we can cause these moeds to come into the perfect alignment in the earth. Prophetic praying moves things. It shifts things. But you have to give yourself to it. You have to on purpose take your seat of authority and on purpose sit on your post of observation. Praying in tongues and in unity in the body as his body, we can accomplish infinitely more than we could on our own. We're praying out mysteries, pulling down from heaven things the Lord needs in place now, stopping things from being out of time. We're ruling and reigning over our domain. When we unify on this call, when you unify with across the United States of America, and then when you add in other countries, you expand across states and continents, and you go global. So it's just the sense that I had to relate to each of you this morning how important you are to God and how important that each one who comes together on this prayer call are in the plan of God. So let's go right now. We're going to go into prayer and go intentionally from this place. And sometimes I do on purpose picture myself on the Migdal property. And for those of you who haven't been there, it's a beautiful piece of land that overlooks the Sea of Galilee. It's on a hillside. And I believe that in the spirit, there's no time and space in the spirit. And so let's take our place and pray from that place and see what the Lord will do. So, Father, right now we just come to you and we take our seat in the heavenlies. Far above all rulers and powers and kingdoms of darkness and principalities, every name that can be named, every title that can be conferred in this age, in this world, and also the one that is to come. And we rule and reign over our domain, collectively. And Lord, we ask you, Holy Spirit, to be in the midst of our prayers and that you would guide and lead us this morning. Esobraka mastengeli batsti, and so kribisti kalaibai. And zori kimansa tora kaya, et sto colobriki piato, asangale breki panda, avrombe inchti andolo kasteva. O savrakapa, yeah, Lord, we lift Miss Billy up to you. Arikit sivriki pisti pa, Lord, we pray for our leaders. And so krambenste kelebriki pa andolo dokishtatai. Evro kamanste kelebro sti kelebata. And so that he keep hatch to go la bring and aim besteke. Yeah, Lord, that Miss Billy can bring forth your word. Bring forth the wisdom of God. A brekit stamvre bens to kora. And so raki barakat savataka lo rapat stingelebre. And so rabrike pad of rekabanste. And break the power of the enemy. Izovraki pa atodoki lapa. And so rakamba stangalevre kotstikara. So I call forth the fullness of your destiny for Billy Brim in this earth. Oh, so could the fullness of your plan for her voice, the fullness of your plan for her teachings, the fullness of your plan for her in Israel, the fullness of your plan for her in government, Asabra Kinta, in Stokre Kipaya Vrasti, Avrum Bekela Bayestevrokopiata, Ezevrokonda Labrikista Vrode Devribia, Azota Devrakats of Rakimonchianda, Evraki, and Storaki Patara Vrakipoda, Ya Lord, Abrinst of Robo her place in Israel, Evriki Po Ostika. And so redi kalai and banshitand and donchte, and zo karavra ki pastoda da kastavra, and so regira ravaste kerobe kele vrobo, and so raka and divine connections of rimban son de leba, and zo karapasti kilabra kitsta, a so karava kasta. So Lord, we lift up Migdol to you, your project, so kiminshto. We put you in remembrance, Lord, that this is your project and you gave it to Miss Billy. You didn't give it to any other ministry. You didn't give it to anyone else. You gave it to her. Ebri kipai avostonk for your purposes. Ivri kipan zodok rakitsava. En zodorof rakipa taraf. So Lord, we unify as your body. Ebri kipai zodor kambenden shiandarovoko. Izogari kapas of robakaya. Izovra ki po ochti. Oso kora bakat stavrapa. So torovrob, lift up your heads, O you gates, and be lifted up, you age abiding doors, that the King of Glory may come in. Who is the King of Glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O you gates. Lift them up, you age abiding doors, that the King of Glory may come in. So we speak to those age-abiding doors that exist over Migdol. And we say, open up, you ancient doors, that the King of Glory might come in, that for the God's plans and purposes in the earth, for the return of Jesus Christ walking in the earth. Asokrave kestifa, everything ambangin shendon dange lebre, izokra bastiki, o riki manja dola baya, zongeleba astikida, everything necessary, o vropakaya, for the plans and purposes of God, for Migdol Arbel, o riki banji denzi vande, we call you forth, we call you open, o zabrikipa, every resource necessary. At Savra Kappa Asa, Lord, we thank you that you are able to make all grace abound towards Miss Billy and this project, except for every earthly favor and blessing coming to her in abundance. Oko Savra Kappasta, Oko Savra Vakasta, requiring no need of aid or support, but furnished in abundance for every good work. Ansokrapiata, Ansokrakatsapaya. In Zokrapa Sakada, Lord, we cry out for heaven's blueprints. Isum prikipu on earth as it is in heaven. O sukutamaste, and sukarabistote, avrapakasa, Lord, at brekit stimbre, do rakapande lebro oko, asti kabodi bishti, the right construction company. On stokilibri kipata rapista, do rapakan satara, ostavrakapa. I speak to you, building permit. I say you will no longer be delayed. You will come, and you will come now in the name of Jesus. I speak to every mountain that stands in the way of that building permit, and I say, be thou removed and cast into the sea. O mere mountain of human obstacles, you are but a molehill. Isokondeba, insokolaya. Enzo krapia stata, enzo vrakepoda, enzo goda vrabasta. I call the money in from the Migdol Arbel project to come from the north, the south, the east, and the west. Enzo kitabashtuti kipi. You will not be behindhand on your appointed day. Evriki pastia, azograbista dondengin shiando, ezabra kapaya vroko, istuvra kapai, atara vrakima ustara vrikoba. And Lord, we lift up Bibi Netanyahu to you, and we lift up these upcoming elections. Isubrokotanamasti, o kastavra kapada dishta, enso te vesto koravra kapasti kande, o rabasta kalavra basti kitora, enso kadavraba strengthen. Strengthen Prime Minister Netanyahu, Lord, strengthen him. Isovra kapasta, iso karavada, the way that you've done with President Trump, like the naysayers and all the ugly words and that it would roll off of his back the way that it does President Trump's back, like a water off a duck's back. Isokrapisti, strengthen and encourage him, Lord. Isokrapisti mande, evro bokosa, we surround him with wisdom. We surround him with heavenly strategies for the nation of Israel. Usore ki pasta vroboko, Lord, evoka lamansta dekira brakitsta vrikipo. We surround him with the prophetic. Isovrokupanda, that the way you did with King Saul, Savrakamas, that used his voice as the voice of a prophet. Ekama ansta, when he was around the prophets, he prophesied. Esukitamanshti, asotaravrakabodevra kamai, and stokinimanshti andala, and so rakamastakala, and so rakabastakara. Lord, we surround President or Prime Minister Netanyahu, Lord, with your peace. We speak peace to him and his family, his cabinet, and the peace to these elections. Oh, Lord, Sokraba, we petition you for your divine alignment, Esokrabistokora, that the right parties, Oko, would form the right coalition, Asakatapaita. Everyone that's supposed to be involved will be, and anybody that's not supposed to be won't be. Esivrikamansto, Avrakapare, Evromisikelai, and so rakapasti kipo. Esta kalavrabasta kati piosto. Yeah, Lord, I see you. Oh, rakapa, holding the nation, holding the Prime Minister. Esikipo rafrakapasta sembri kipo, like a loving father. Esokraba, you never slumber or sleep. O simbri kipa tai, azodari kipayandoshte. Ostokola vrabaka, Lord, I thank you that the United States of America is a sheep nation and will remain a sheep nation. We do right by Israel. We surround our president and our lawmakers with the wisdom of God, with the purposes and plans of God, that they continue to abrakastevri kipa, break ground that no savra bestokora president has ever done before, where Israel's concerned. Esukrama instikira vaka, asorabaka stavra kipo, esowasingile vrambi shindola vrakapa. Yeah, Lord, singular purpose. Esikilabasto, to align esokro with the Almighty God, ebrensi anda, and his end time plan in the earth. Evrikapaya vostondili baka, evrikabanzi dori baya, esokra bingilata. Ezokoda dashti kipo, esokra besteka, endora bakitavra pasa. Yeah, Lord, we thank you for your protection for the United States of America. We thank you for your protection over the nation of Israel. And so in our place of authority, Lord, esoko, from this seat, avrakapaya store, we take authority over every plot and plan, every demonic and satanic force that's been dispatched against our domain, everyone represented here. We take authority over terrorist plots, evil plots that have been dispatched against any of our domain, any of our countries, and over the nation of Israel. And we bind up those powers, those plans, everything contrary to the perfect plans of God, and we say you are bound and inoperable, and you will cease and desist your operations over anything represented in our domain. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural intelligence. Thank you, Lord, that you are revealing and disclosing and uncovering every plot, every plan, everything hidden and cloaked in darkness that's necessary for our law enforcement, for the IDF, for the government of Israel, for the police force in Israel, for Border Patrol in Israel, that things that they need to know supernaturally are uncovered and come to them. All plots, all plans to do harm come to naught in the name of Jesus. And we dispatch heaven's armies to work on our behalf and to go forth and protect and defend and guide. And so, Father, we thank you this morning, this opportunity to ascend together and unify in power and in purpose. We thank you, Father, for Miss Billy, that you would strengthen her, you would equip her, you would guide and direct her, Lord, and you would use her voice, and that we call forth a prophetic gift that's on the inside of her more and more and in a greater and greater capacity for the body, for your body, Lord. For the plans and purposes that you have for her, we thank you and we bless her today in the name above every name, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. So, thank you for joining in this morning, and continue to take your place, your seat, and stay on these things and watch what God can do with this call where we unify on Wednesdays together for the nation of Israel and for our nation. So shalom, shalom. Peace be unto you. Bye-bye.